RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Hey, welcome to Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Did you know that junk food can damage your health in just 9 days? I'm going to tell you what happens during those 9 days. So whip out a pen, paper, and start taking notes. All right, number one, it messes with your metabolism. When you go over there and you eat high-fat, junky, yucky food, and also with all that sugar in it too, guess what happens? Oh my goodness. Did you know that your muscles are less effective at turning glucose into energy? That's sugar into energy? You didn't even know that, did you? Science now shows that your metabolism is grossly affected when you eat junk food. Wow, talk about a bummer. You want to see your metabolism plummet and then become less effective? Well, that's right. Stop by that little fast food place, or for that matter, just chow down at home on junk. Poo. So, messes with your metabolism. What else does it do? It narrows your arteries immediately. What? You already knew that it leads to high cholesterol. Heck, that's been all over the place, but we didn't know it causes immediate damage to your arteries. So that means that in research, arterial walls were narrowed by, get this, 24% in only 2 hours after eating this stuff. What? Well, narrowed arteries mean high blood pressure and then, potentially heart problems down the road if you just keep eating this stuff. Oh, no. So, see, now we're messing with our metabolism. We're narrowing our arteries. What else? It throws off your concentration. You know what it's like. All right, there you are. You've had lunch of junk, right? You weren't thinking, uh-oh. Now what happens? Well, scientists found that it takes no time at all for your brain not to be functioning well when you keep this up day after day. That means more mistakes. That means your focus is not the world's greatest. Oh, come on, man. We need to have concentration. You don't need to be throwing it off. So keep your brain smart. Don't be eating junk. What else does it do? Well, it saps your energy and makes you cranky. Yeah, that's a keen grasp of the obvious. You already know about the all too familiar sugar crash. Yeah, well, let me tell you, that's just a piece of the action. You know, all those empty calories, high fat, processed, refined junk really keep you feeling tired, shaky, ravenous within a couple of hours. Oh, gosh, who needs this stuff? A sugar surge means all kinds of insulin gets pumped into your body, telling all of your body tissues to soak up all of that extra sugar. Yeah, the tsunami of sugar you just took in. So who needs this? Then the sugar rises and then it falls, leaving you feeling rotten, tired, and irritable. Poo! Stop eating that stuff. What else does it do? Well, I got three more things it does. It makes you what? Look less attractive? Well, you know, when you eat high-fat food, don't you feel bloated? When you look at your skin, doesn't it look bloated too? Experiments have shown that all of your skin proteins are affected and that you have more inflammation in your skin and throughout your body. So have you ever, you know, awakened the next day after one of those alcohol-fueled junk food binges? You don't even have to have the alcohol, but it just sort of adds that extra little twist to it. Well, don't you have puffy eyes? Yeah, this is a part of what happens. You look less attractive. Who needs this? Poo. All right, the next one. It alters your brain chemistry. Yep, I wrote about it in The Hunger Fix. That's my book about food addiction. It altered your brain chemistry by actually turning on the reward center in the brain so that you have more of an addictive-like eating, so that you have a little bit of that sugar and fat, and then you want more and more. And this is especially true when you're emotionally driven. That is emotion eating. So you're feeling, frustrated, anxious, disappointed. And what do? You basically bury yourself in the fridge. And it's you, Ben, and Jerry for that menage a trois. That's what happens. And in vulnerable people, and that is people who are really emotionally wrought, this could be a real problem. And also people have had a history of trauma. There's research that's been shown that women especially who've had abuse and some level of trauma, could just be bullying and emotional trauma, as well as verbal, physical, and otherwise, they're much more vulnerable to this food addiction. So yes, having all that refined processed food most definitely alters your brain chemistry. What else does it do? Oh boy, it changes your what? Gut bacteria. We call this the microbiome. This is the subject of hot new research. And did you know that all those little belly bugs in there, by the way, there's 100 trillion of them, have to stay in balance for you to maintain optimal metabolism, as well as being able to use your blood sugar most effectively and appropriately? Bet you didn't know that. You better believe it. And it also affects your mood. Did you know it was in your gut that you secrete 80 to 90% of your serotonin? Nope, wasn't in your brain. It's your gut. And it communicates with the brain through the vagus nerve. So what happens is, if you're eating trash and junk, you increase inflammation. When you increase inflammation, you alter the population of gut bacteria, and the balance becomes, well, imbalance. And when that happens, there goes that metabolism again. And at the same time, it can alter that balance so that it favors storing fat. Whoa! And at the same time, it affects your mental health. I told you about that serotonin. So you can actually feel more anxiety. You can feel more depression. Who needs all this? And women especially are much more prone to anxiety than men, for instance. And the same thing with depression. So, let's review this all over again. Junk food most definitely damages your health. This happens in just, over the course of a week. What are the things that happen? Well, it messes with your metabolism. Remember what I said? At the same time, it narrows your arteries. Oh, who needs the heart disease anyway? It throws off your concentration. Focus? What focus? It saps your energy and makes you cranky, like you needed more of that. It might make you look less attractive. Bloat, anyone? It alters your brain chemistry. I told you about food addiction. Read my book, The Hunger Fix. And it also changes the balance of your gut bacteria that really affects all of this. Do you see how holistic and integrative this is? What's the solution? Honey, get rid of that refined processed food. Don't go near the fast food places. Do something radical, like plan to eat whole foods. Get on over to the grocery store. You know what that looks like. Hang out in produce. Get some of those marvelous whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins on board. That's the way to go. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you do that, you'll live like it, feel like it, look like it. That's what you want more than anything else. And it doesn't take that much. It truly doesn't. So all you got to do is plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So you've just heard how junk food can damage your health. So do something about it. How about that whole food? I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Get those questions into us for Ask Her on Her Radio, and feel well.